Hey guys, I'm talking with Dan Rodham from King Webmaster. Dan, how's it going?
Everything is good, Eric. How about yourself? Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So you're down there in southern Florida, sunny Florida. How's it going in Florida?
It's a bit chilly today, but the sun is still shining. Can't complain. It's really nice.
Very nice. All right. So Dan, you and I go way back. We started the company, what, 15, 16 years ago, and I got introduced to you shortly after that. And on the Yahoo platform, we were Yahoo partners there together. But tell us about King Webmaster for the folks that are not familiar with the brand or you. Catch them up to speed.
Yeah, those were the days when I had more hair, by the way.
That's right. I forgot about that.
King Webmaster, we created the company about 17 years ago for Yahoo store owners, by Yahoo store owners. We just started our own business with a Yahoo store selling electronics, and we saw a big void of what we thought is a basic functionality that should be in the platform, and unfortunately found out that it did not exist. You know, things like stack status on item pages, back in stack notifications, the pagination on the section pages, or even the dynamic breadcrumbs that show you the trail of the customer rather than a static one. All the things you get today with all the platforms, but still unfortunately do not exist with Yahoo. Of course, along the years, there were many more features that we were lacking and developed, such as the our flagship app today, the Advanced Shipping Manager, which is a solution that focuses on providing accurate shipping rates.
Right. And I want to come back to Yahoo. I've got some questions for you on that platform. But
Of
tell us
course.
more about ASM, about Advanced Shipping Manager. I'm curious how it differentiates from other solutions that are out there.
Oh, absolutely. So Advanced Shipping Manager, to those who do not know the app, it's a very powerful app that is currently supported in the top seven e-commerce platforms, and enables the store owners to calculate shipping rates, not only by weight or limited to couriers like UPS, like Yahoo does, but rather give the store owner more control, full control over the products or even the options to accurately calculate shipping rates. You know, the challenges that merchants face today is accounting for items shipping from different locations or setting free shipping for specific items, flat rate shipping for specific items, blocking certain methods or states or countries when certain items are in the cart, and many more challenges that we see merchants face these days. What's unique about our app? It's a single plan with flat rate, no limitation whatsoever. So there's no product limitations, no courier limitations, no query limitations. And of course, we give full customer support by phone, ticket, chats, anything that merchants need. And we offer a complete toolbox of functionality that nobody else does out there, definitely not for a simple flat rate price.
So Dan, when you talk about merchants, are you talking about existing merchants that are an ideal fit for Advanced Shipping Manager, or is it also the newbies? Like, who do you market to?
Oh, wow. Honestly, anyone selling online that realizes that they're losing money on shipping because the platform they're on is not offering a good way to account for those challenges. It could be a small mom-and-pop shop that just created an online store when the pandemic started. And because of drop shipping, even with just three, four orders a month, you know, they're already losing money. And we have quite a few of those businesses, and as well as established businesses, enterprise businesses with unique shipping challenges. We don't turn anyone away. We always try to find or create a new solution for them if needed. We do a lot of customizations as well.
Well, talk to me about the interface for Advanced Shipping Manager for those that are not familiar with. Is it easy to use? Is it a learning curve? How would you describe it?
So our UI is. Much it's very it's overall very easy, but it's very offering a lot of complexities to those who need them. And you know, as we're building it and sometimes we're modifying it, we're trying to always keep things as simple as possible because there's so many options that we do offer that are actually toggled off by default to those who don't need it right away and can get confused by them. So we try to keep it as clear as possible. But overall, yeah, it's very simple. There's two different aspects of control with the Advanced Shipping Manager. One is within the platform on the item levels where you can specify the overrides, and the other one is in our backend.
Directly on Advanced Shipping Manager's back end.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. All right, so I want to talk about Yahoo, and like we said, we go way back with the platform. And so if you could kind of contrast the Yahoo of yesteryear, you know, 10, 15 years ago to today? You know, how do you see the history of the platform? It's obviously a broad question, but I'm just curious in your overall take of what's happened with Yahoo.
On the last 10, 15 years, I'm sad to say, unfortunately, not much. Mm-hmm. The technology is still the same. It's the same clunky platform that is supported by developers, Yahoo developers that are overseas. They're not in tune with the merchants and their needs. Mm-hmm. And what was there in the past that really connected those developers, the white staffing that Yahoo had for product development or even customer support, unfortunately, at this point, it's pretty much gone after Verizon acquired Yahoo a while ago. Mm-hmm. They let go of key people that never replaced them. Functionality-wise, very little was added over the years, which, you know, it's good for businesses like ours, but still it's very annoying from a merchant perspective. And Yahoo is still trailing behind in the e-commerce world. You know, they used to have, I think, around 70,000 customers. Now they probably have just a few thousands. And we do see a trend on that note of existing merchants slowly realizing there is no future in the platform, and they're looking for other solutions.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you mentioned the Verizon acquisition. For you personally, did you have a lot of hope that things would change with this? I mean, there was a lot of instances, whether it was a change in Yahoo leadership, you know, all right, something's going to change here. Was that a point where you felt like, all right, we're finally getting some investment here or not really? How did you look at that, Dan?
And I'm sure that, it's a good question. And I'm sure that all the Yahoo store owners that are listening to the podcast can really probably relate. You know, every time there was different changes in the executive level, and we always thought things are going to get better. And I hope that maybe when Verizon would come in, they would see the potential and spark it again. But unfortunately, the opposite has been happening. You know, they're seeing duplicate positions between their own company and Yahoo, so they're cutting them down. I can share on a personal level that you know, we used to have a very high level tech support for developers on Yahoo's end, and unfortunately, that person is no longer employed there. Right. Somebody else, you know, stepped in his shoes, but A, it was big shoes to fill, and B, that person is doing other things as well. So it feels like things are slowly muting down in the platform. I haven't seen any new developments as of recent. If there has been any, it's more of the server side. Nothing really for merchants that I can say, oh, wow, finally. In fact, you know, we have a service called Promo Manager that maybe some of the listeners have heard of that focuses on discounts. And at one point, I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago, Yahoo decided to kind of mimic what we created and created their own promotional center.
Right, right.
If you go into Yahoo today, it still shows a beta for 8 years. Really?
Right.
So, you know, I didn't come here to the podcast to diss Yahoo down. Sure. But unfortunately, you know, I can't also lie. It's really just sad, because we used to have a lot of hope in Yahoo stores, in hope that they would really pick up the slack and develop new things and work together with developers. And unfortunately, that never happened.
Right. Well, and like you said, I think that's a really good point. We're not here to diss on Yahoo, but we are here to talk about facts and how we can potentially help Yahoo merchants that have big decisions to make, right? Do you stay? Do you
Absolutely.
Go? You know, and kind of bringing it, like you said, on a personal level, I can relate to a lot of what you were saying, because when we were Yahoo partners, we were one of their top partners at the time. And, you know, I had to kind of look not just at what was going on then, but what was going to happen. You kind of have to read the tea leaves a little bit, see what's going to happen. And Dan, I can honestly say, had we not made the move, just speaking purely as EY Studios, had we not made the move when we did, I don't think we'd be in business. You know, I
agree. Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we did too make the hard decision to start opening our services to other platforms, and it ended up being the best thing we've ever done, especially with the outcome with Yahoo. Yeah.
Well, and I think there's a lesson learned, not just for your company and my company, but for any company. You know, what I like to say, Dan, I say this a lot, is that the company that can adapt is the company that survives. If you don't adapt, you die. I mean, those those are strong terms, but I mean, this is business we're talking about, and adaptation is key. And to me, one of the biggest things that I saw with Yahoo, and I unfortunately continue to see it, is there was such a focus on retention of merchants. You know, they're really trying to retain those top merchants, give them incentives to stay, but there wasn't a really, really focus on the new merchants, on getting those net new merchants to the platform. That's the health of not just Yahoo, but any platform. You get what I mean?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I think that's super important. And, you know, as we think about Yahoo merchants, and I know you talk to a lot of them, Dan, but, you know, when they ask you, Dan, what do I need to do? You've got a good pulse of the industry overall. What kind of advice are you giving them, Dan? What do you say?
It's a sore point. You know, when merchants are contacting us for work in the platform, we're always happy to accommodate what they request and continue to offer our services to it. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, we always check first if they intend to stick to the platform, because some of the requests really make more sense to look into a different platform. You need to remember, we have a personal relationship with all our merchants, so we really care for their businesses. The way we look at it is, if they don't succeed and grow, we miss the opportunity to succeed and grow with them. So, you know, we moved many of them along the years to other platforms, and they carried some of our services with them. Others, they didn't need to because they are included in the new platforms out there. But the ones that did, because we specialize in them, such as the one that I mentioned before, the Adventure Manager, they do carry it with them, and we want them to be happy. We would rather they spend the money on enhancing and advancing different things in their store and in their businesses, rather than just spend it with us on things that can really are getting with the new platform, and they can really start growing it natively, just because the platform offers much more than just 20-year-old features.
Right. Well, Dan, in my mind, I think that there's really three camps, you might say, of Yahoo merchants that I talk to. And there might be a fourth based on your perspective. But the first camp is the merchant that doesn't see anything really happening with the platform. And they don't want to be the last one out, right? They don't want to wait for the lights to turn out and they're left holding the bag. And so they're thinking about things from that perspective. And they're looking kind of both ways, you know, whether to stay or whether to leave. That's the first one. The second type of merchant has a technical need that they just can't do on the platform. You know, the platform either can't interact with some third party or whatever. And they've just reached a ceiling in terms of what Yahoo can technically do. That's kind of the second camp. And the third is kind of on the other end of the spectrum. It's the merchant that's actually making money on Yahoo. They're making a lot of money on Yahoo, and they're saying, you know, why mess with a good thing? You know, yeah, I know Yahoo's maybe not advancing, they're not doing a whole lot, but you know what? It's meeting my needs right now, and I don't really have a lot, and I'm making money. Those are the three camps. Now, what's your perspective on that? Am I off base?
What do you think? I'll add another one. There's a fourth one.
All right.
Those are businesses that did establish, and you know, with Yahoo, you can't just open the store and everything's there like you do with platforms like BigCommerce, and
right.
So you can easily move things around with BigCommerce, the things that you and I are aware of, specifically other platforms, or Shopify, where you can buy different templates. With Yahoo, you need to invest in your store. So there's the camp of those who invested in the stores are not doing so well. Mm. And instead of asking themselves what they could do better, they just start looking around and blame everybody else and the platform. And then they decide to probably give it another shot with another platform.
Sure.
And the truth is, you know, naturally they don't need in Yahoo in order to save their business or push it forward. They do need to spend money, a lot of money, where in other platforms, again, those are things that are included. They're basic, amazing email marketing functionality, WYSIWYG editors that you don't need a developer to put, you know, a banner. And I'm sorry, Eric, I know this was your bread and butter for many years.
You're right.
And, you know, you can just create the banner or ask EY to create the banner and put it yourself. You don't need to pay a developer to add it to your store with the platforms like Shopify and BigCommerce. So they don't want to spend that money because they don't want to spend that money. So they possibly being cheap. But at the end, they're moving away to a different platform, realize they're glad they didn't spend the money because now they can really revamp their business without doing that.
No, that makes sense. I'm glad you mentioned all that. And, you know, as we think about, it's a good segue, as we think about moving to a different platform, and you've mentioned BigCommerce, you know, in relationship to the different partner ecosystem. I mean, you know this now, I haven't been a partner with Big now for a little bit, but it's night and day, you know, in my perspective of what I experienced from Yahoo versus what we're experiencing now with Big. But as you think about the platforms themselves, Yahoo versus Big, what's your overall take? What do you think?
Oh, wow. I'm actually glad you're asking me about that. You know, in the year and a half we're doing business with BigCommerce, mm-hmm. We see a great similarity between the merchants in right. Yahoo stores to the one in BigCommerce. In fact, when we asked to recommend platforms to move to, which we normally consider between Shopify and BigCommerce, right. We almost always recommend BigCommerce to Yahoo store owners for various reasons. For one, the level of service BigCommerce offered to their merchants, and specifically the enterprise one, it's really amazing. You know, think of it of if you're looking for quality food, where would you rather buy? You know, where would you rather eat? In the food court, where you have good food, or a fine dining restaurant where not only the food is pretty much guaranteed to be superior, right. but the service, the ambiance, the experience will be top notch. So Shopify and BigCommerce are a good match to this analogy. No doubt that Shopify is a bigger platform because right. they cater to the masses. But you try to get a hold of the support over the phone, I challenge you. You know, right. it's practically right. impossible. Yeah. Even for the plus merchants, you know, the enterprise division, it's difficult to get decent support. Call BigCommerce and you compare, it's night and day, just like you said. In fact, you know, we on every call that I was invited to as for consultants with BigCommerce, whether the customer was enterprise or smaller, doesn't really matter. It was always an engineer on the line. You know, if that doesn't mean they're taking your business seriously, I don't know what is. The second reason we recommend BigCommerce to Yahoo store owners is simplicity of the transition of their stores. You know, the way they manage their stores and database in Yahoo is very similar in BigCommerce. Of course, with much more functionality, but something simple as custom fields in Yahoo, that's not even available with Shopify. You know, you would need to install a third-party app that manage what they call meta fields and then manage it there in a semi-clunky way. It's not native. So when you're used to working a certain way with Yahoo stores, when you migrate to a new platform, you really want as less headache as possible to train yourself and your employees. So BigCommerce is really a great choice. And there are many more reasons that BigCommerce is much better, like the fact that you can use your merchant processor without any extra fees. You know, in Shopify, they would charge you a transaction fee when you do that. I don't know if we have enough time to go over all the comparison between BigCommerce and Yahoo, but it's really night and day. You know, you don't need to cancel an order to make a change in it. You get an order manager that it's already inclusive in the amazing, amazing functionality.
The publish times, right?
Yes, this is a key. You don't need to publish anymore. You save something, it's live. That's it. You know, like it was supposed right. to happen with any simple website that you have.
Well, how's BigCommerce treating you? You've been with them about a year and a half. How are they treating you as a partner?
Yeah, I mean, listen, just like in Yahoo, there's a great harmony between the partners. Right. And we all work together with the same goal to make sure that our merchants succeed. By using the best of each in their field. It's always a great pleasure to work with BigCommerce staff themselves, you know, and I must say that unlike Yahoo, they see potential in the partner and in the partners, and they embrace it, and they work together instead of feeling like threatened by partners like we noticed in the past. It's really a pleasure to work in that ecosystem. We really are happy. It's and we do see the potential. You know, there was a point as tech partners that we really dominated Yahoo stores, and we feel the potential is here. It's growing really quickly, and we see it with BigCommerce as well.
Yeah, no, they're treating us right as well. You know, I was telling somebody here the other day, they used to send me a lot of booze, Dan. You know, they realize I'm not a big drinker, you know.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I just got a notification. Now it makes sense. I got a notification for a wine package on its way from me from BigCommerce.
Yeah, man. They'll booze you up. But I think they've gotten wind of that because they stopped sending me booze and they sent me a picture of Captain America. So they know I'm a big nerd, you know. So now they've gone to nerd stuff. So I got Captain America stuff versus booze.
That's funny.
You know, but, you know, you've talked a little bit about this, but when you think about the ecosystem in terms of how a merchant needs to interact with these partners. You know, on Yahoo, you had to talk to a bunch of different partners just to get Yahoo to a somewhat competitive level compared to other platforms. And I'm curious your take on how that compares to BigCommerce. Is it, do you see that as similar, very different? What do you think?
You talking about the ecosystem?
Well, just all the different third-party apps and whatnot that they've got to have just to make their store function compared to what they have on Yahoo versus Big.
Oh, you're going to be careful that you'll make the merchants move and hurt my business, no? No, I'm joking, but it is true. In BigCommerce, you know, much of the functionality, the merchants that we have right now in Yahoo and they're paying for is already included like in the platform, just like I mentioned. So you don't need to pay a third party to get something basic like pagination that I mentioned or stock status or order management and many other features that are necessities because they are included in BigCommerce out of the box. And it's really, regardless of the plan you sign up for, that is always amazes me. You know, it doesn't matter if you're on the cheapest plan or the most expensive one, all those bells and whistles are included. As for advanced functionality, you know, just as our own Adventship Manager, there's an entire ecosystem that is well established in their marketplace. And I can pretty much guarantee you'll find so many apps in there that are all reasonably priced simply because there's a lot of competition between the apps. And that makes them always innovate and compete with prices. But you know, Eric, for Yahoo stores, the partner you pay the most really is Yahoo themselves. You know, they charge every store a revenue share.
Right.
And that's all gone with BigCommerce. You know, they keep it simple with flat rates, depending on the tier that you fall into. You don't need to worry about saying, I think, you know, the cheapest I've heard in Yahoo was 0.4% to a store that is making as much as $4 or $5 million a year. That's a lot of money.
No, that adds up. I mean, that's real money. And I think you hit the nail on the head. You gave me the answer I was hoping to hear, that, you know, while you can expect a lot of functionality out of the box with BigCommerce, you certainly have to look at, you know, premium solutions like Advanced Shipping Manager, because you can't expect the platform to do everything. And, you know, we're sitting here talking about the pluses of BigCommerce, and I'm the first to say that there is no perfect platform. You know, again, we're not just dissing on Yahoo. Every platform has their advantages and disadvantages. And to me, Dan, as you start thinking, as a merchant starts evaluating a move from any platform, not just a Yahoo, you know, I encourage them not just to think about the brand. You know, I see a lot of folks, Dan, fall into the marketing hype of a Shopify or whatever, and they kind of ignore their functionality requirements and just fall prey to the hype. And so I think that's kind of reverse. I always tell the merchant to first think about what's best for their store and select the platform or the third-party functionality, such as what you offer, based on those needs. What do you think on that?
No, absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to Yahoo merchants that are interested in BigCommerce, you know, our first rule is just like a marriage. Always remember to find a good partner to be by your side.
Exactly.
Someone is really well-versed with BigCommerce. I have a lot of experience migrating Yahoo stores. Second rule, focus on the first rule. Seriously, you know, with great partners by your side, like EY Studios, and correct me if I'm wrong, by the way, you guys are, I think, top 10 BigCommerce elite partners worldwide, no?
Yeah, we're elite partner, one of their top ones, yes, sir.
I think last year you won Partner of the Year even. So,
yeah, big honor.
You know, needless to say that having such a partner working with you, that makes the migration easy and painless. You don't need to worry about anything else.
Go with the folks that know what they're doing.
There you go.
If somebody, let's say a Yahoo merchant, is interested in BigCommerce, what do you recommend? What are the things that they need to keep in mind so that it's not overwhelming? Because, you know, obviously thinking about their business and uprooting can be nerve-wracking if you're not careful. So what advice do you give them?
First of all, to find that best partner that we talked about, you know, because that makes a big difference. And then reevaluate exactly what it is they want to do, which platform they want to move to. In this specific case, we talked about BigCommerce to make sure that it is a good fit for them. And as I mentioned earlier, for most Yahoo stores that we see, when we start talking about the specifics of what they were looking, you know, because they all coming already burned from a relationship with Yahoo, and they're saying to themselves, if we're moving, we want to move right. And we want to make sure that we have everything that we want. So they come and start speccing everything And I would say that 9 out of 10 times, it is a great match for BigCommerce. Mm-hmm. I would say not to get scared over it, just to contact, you know, a partner and start talking about exactly what they want so they can feel comfortable and make sure that they have the right partner for this task and confirm that they have all the functionality that they need when they move into the new platform. And of course, I know that SEO is always a concern. Yep. They will find out pretty much immediately once they want to start even the process of just evaluating BigCommerce that they can jump on the phone real quick with one of their executives in sales and, like I mentioned before, an engineer and answer all those questions for them. We've seen great results with migration. I'm sure you did too. You've been doing these migrations for the last, 10 years almost?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the bread and butter of what we do right now are stores that are migrating. And you're right, SEO is one of the biggest concerns. But I can tell you, if we've, as many sites as we've moved over, if we saw a lot of stores bottoming out with their SEO, we'd be out of business, you know. And so yeah, there's a process to it, and we know that process. And so, you know, as you're thinking about the functionality as well as your marketing and, like you said, the SEO, that's super important. But, you know, we've talked granular about Yahoo and BigCommerce. And as we close out the conversation here, I'd like to think big a little bit. Think beyond these platforms in particular to all platforms. You know, everybody out there saying they're the best ones and they can customize this and that. And somebody that is very technical that sees platforms for what they offer, what are you seeing just kind of in the vast e-commerce ecosystem in regards to platforms, Dan? I'm curious.
I really think it's you know, it's really tailored to your needs. And mm-hmm. Shopify is really amazing, easy to use. You know, once you start using Shopify stores and BigCommerce stores, and you can really see the difference of what each of them is catering to.
Right.
And each of them has their pros and cons. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the fact that they charge more money for something or charge less money for something, but really just on the functional side. So whether it's you feeling right with their UI, which both of them are really good, or whether you are looking for specific functionality to make your life simple, overall, and I dare mention that BigCommerce is really more flexible when it comes to customizing things in your store, which is resembling what Yahoo offers. You know, because right, in Yahoo, really, you have access to everything and every page. It may not be native, and you need to put some code in as a developer that will adjust the pages. And I'm sure Yahoo store owners already know what I'm talking about when it comes to the checkout. And there's some mm-hmm. really great solutions out there that I've seen that customize the checkout to look more modern. In BigCommerce, you have full access to every page, which is really remarkable. In Shopify, you can have access to the checkout only if you're a Plus customer. And even then, it's kind of limited. Overall, really, you know, for every merchant, you know, it's like coming to a suit store. You know, nobody's going to grab a suit and say, hey, this fits everybody. It really is tailored to your needs.
That's right.
And there are great platforms out there. You know, Miva Merchant is one, is really amazing. 3D Cart is not so bad. The top two, like I mentioned before, are BigCommerce and Shopify. So when a merchant comes to us and ask if if there's any specific platform we recommend, we always try to see what it is they're looking that they're lacking today, what services they're paying already that they want to make sure they eliminate when they transition to a new platform. The design, if they want to redesign the store differently when they move or they want to keep it and just copy what they already have and invested in. Those are basically the things that we do.
Well, that's good. So Dan, I'm curious, you know, 2020 has been a impactful year, let's say. As you look back on 2020, what are the lessons that pop out to you specifically as they relate to e-commerce?
2020, you know, a friend of mine, he's a business consultant, and back in April, we talked after the entire world was quarantined in one way right. or another, and he told me that for years he'd been trying and begging some customers to open an online store, and they always say they can't, and he doesn't understand their business and how it works. Well, guess who got online stores now and are very successful at it?
You know? Yeah.
Of course, these were all excuses. In terms of the effects e-commerce experienced this year, I think that the one that really stands out is, I would say it's a challenge with product deliveries because, and this is dear to me because we are dealing with shipping rates, which at that point we also need to control, you know, sometimes delivery dates that customers are aware of it, but all couriers were blocked in certain areas of the country. They had slower deliveries, even guaranteed expedited deliveries were delayed, still are in some places in the country due to the pandemic impact. So I guess between that and offering curbside pickups, be able to let your customers choose time slots, things that some platforms do not have, even, you know, the bigger platforms had to add that functionality as they proceeded. I think those really stood out the most.
Dan, what did you see in terms of data with the holiday shopping? What pops out?
The results were amazing. I mean, sorry, what we heard from our customers were very busy. Our servers were loaded, of course, at capacity and doing everything great and functioning well. We monitored them. You know, they always ask me if this is our peakest time in my business when family asks me. I always say that that's the slowest time for customer service, and I'm happy it is because we just sit back and monitor our service to make sure they're doing their job for all of our merchants, which I can tell you between the services we offer, we're talking about a little over $8 billion sales a year that we have our hands in. So you definitely want to make sure that in those 2 days, it's actually a week at this point, you know, everybody's extending it, but at that time that we are supplying exactly what they need.
Well, it's a great testament to your service, you know, and I've seen you guys continue just to grow and enrich what you offer. And I know you have a lot of happy customers. So it's, like I said, it's a great testament to what you offer, Dan. I'm curious, what's next for you guys? What are you focusing on in 2021 and a half?
The big question. We were always looking for more things to innovate and add new functionality to our Advanced Ship Manager. As well as come up with new ways to make the lives of our merchant easier and efficient. All this, of course, while we're focusing on helping them increase sales. I'm a big believer myself in learning from success of others rather than wasting time on trying ourselves. For instance, we recently came out with a delivery countdown widget, you know, just like the one Amazon offers on the product pages. Yeah, where it entices customers to place and order quickly to get the products on a certain day, like before a certain time of the day. And we already got great feedback from merchants using it and how it increased their sales significantly.
Very nice.
You know, if Amazon is doing it, it's probably good. Mm-hmm. Our second focus, I think, for next year is partnership with other companies that already have access to merchants that are looking for solutions we offer. Just like our partnership with UI, and which has always been very close and productive. And we always appreciate it. And I started the conversation. I'm really happy to be here and really appreciate you inviting us.
Absolutely, Dan. And that's a good way to close it. We're very thankful for your friendship and partnership over the years. And we have a lot going on together going into 2021. But guys, appreciate you tuning in for the conversation here with Dan Rodham, Advanced Shipping Manager. Be sure to check out, if you're not already subscribed to Advanced Shipping Manager, one of the premium services, fantastic service there. Be sure to check that out. Dan, thank you again for being here.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it. And if we don't speak before the New Year's, have a happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Talk to you soon.